To my big brother George, the richest man in town.
Look, Daddy, teacher says every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
That's right.
Attaboy, Claire.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Oh, man, what memories. With the kids, Jimmy Stewart, Donna Reed, It's a Wonderful Life. It was on NBC last night, is what I'm being told. But why watch it on television when you can see it live and in person in front of your very own eyes? 15th anniversary production of American Blues Theater's It's a Wonderful Life live in Chicago that is playing through the end of the year at the Greenhouse Theater Center, 2257 North Lincoln Avenue, and as has become a tradition here on our Sunday show. We usually have some of the cast in studio to join us to talk about it and perform a little of it. Joining us this year as George Bailey, Brandon Dahlquist. Welcome, Brandon. Nice to have you here.
Nice to be here, Dean. Thank you.
Camille Robinson is this year's Mary Bailey. Nice to have you here with us, Mary.
Thank you so much. Good to be here.
Thank you for joining us. And our old pal, John Moorline.
Ooh, who are you calling, pal?
I thought you were going to say, who are you calling old, but...
Right, exactly.
Watch the old stuff.
Who plays my favorite character? Nothing against the other characters. I'm sorry. Mr. Potter is my favorite in the production. John is... For how many years now, John, have you played Mr. Potter?
They say 15.
How about that? Do you think they're lying when they say? Are
I
you
can't
calling
remember.
Them liars?
I don't remember anymore.
I'm told 15 years since this production has started.
It's changed every year. It really has.
Has it really?
Yeah, it's not a normal kind of event. And every year it's been evolved to some different level. I don't want to get gassy here, but I mean. It's a profound experience. It's a profound experience to be able to do something this long,
yeah,
and not get bored.
Well, and I would imagine though, as an actor, you want to find new ways to tell the story and to keep it fresh and exciting for yourself, and to bring something new, like they do with the Christmas Carol at the Goodman Theater.
Exactly,
it's the same story. I think 39 years now. But they find new ways of telling the story every year.
And it's the value of the story. That's what really... I mean, every night there's something dawns on me. Mm-hmm. Even in this short span of what we're doing.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
And that's got to be especially challenging, I would think, because this movie is so well known. And most people can say the words along with you, I would think. So you can't stray too much, I would think, right?
Don't get off the tracks, no. Stick with the story.
Yeah.
And trust it. It's like life.
That's probably true.
Like life.
That's like life. Wow. How
about and it's that? Wonderful.
It's a wonderful. It's like a wonderful life.
I wonder about that.
Tying it all together. So, Brandon and Camille, what's it like for you guys now joining this It's a Wonderful Life freight train going down the tracks?
Yeah. Well, it's been really great. This is my second year with the show. Last year, I played Violet Bick, and some other characters. So it's been neat kind of experiencing it from a different perspective this year. And Brandon's been really wonderful, playing opposite. So, it's your first year.
Yeah, it's my first year, and I'm very blessed to get to do this part, and the company's been great. The cast has just kind of welcomed me, eased me into it, but then kind of let me explore the character and give it my stamp.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And how do you guys put your stamp on this? I'm always so curious about that with shows for which people know intimately,
right?
Especially
right.
This one.
Well, yeah, I thought a lot about that too, especially being Mary Bailey, because, you know, she's such a character that people know so well, and, you know, but our director Wendy Whiteside, she just was really great with saying, you know, the character will be what you make it, so just bring who you are to the character. And I love that. I was just able to just kind of approach it, just, you know, I didn't look at the movie again this year. I just wanted to come at it, you know, with a fresh perspective. And so, yeah, I see Mary in a kind of a different way now, you know, as she's really strong and super smart and just loves her family. You know, and because Brandon is new this year, it's a different person, you know, that bringing also a different way of being George. So it's cool to just kind of, you know, play back and forth.
I wonder what kind of seclusion you must be in to have not been able to not see
it. I know.
It's on all the
right.
time.
It's very active, the
yeah,
seclusion.
It's an active seclusion, a forced yeah. seclusion.
Right?
I think being freed of having to impersonate the movie, Wendy let us, told me, don't do a Jimmy Stewart, you know, right. stay right. away from that. And it's been so freeing to...
Don't you want to do it a little bit? Though?
Oh, every once in a while, you know. It's hard not to.
Mary. Mary.
That sounds
right?
great. Yeah.
Right?
Right.
How do you not? Yeah. How do you not say some of those words well, and fall into Jimmy Stewart when you're doing it?
It's some of it is in the cadence, because just the words that George says are so, you know, tied to Jimmy Stewart's performance.
Right.
So some of the cadence, I'll hear it in my head and be like, oh, that's getting a little too close.
Getting it too
close. You know, shake it off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but yeah. it's definitely there.
Yeah. Well, John, if you change anything about Mr. Potter, I'm going to kill you if you do. Because that would be the most sacrilege thing to me in the world.
Well, I don't plan on...
I can't tell where your regular voice ends and your Potter begins anymore. It's how many times he's been on with us. They're going to actually perform a couple of the scenes. We also have Sean Gowdy with us, the Foley man in the show, the sound effects man. Sean, this is like super fun for you too. How many years for you doing this?
This is your number 8 for me. And it's an absolute pleasure just painting the landscape through every footstep, every door, every plate breaking, and every bell ringing. It's amazing.
Because this production is presented as an old-time radio show. So it's you guys are, you know, stand-up microphones, you know, a la the golden age of radio, doing the production, and Sean is off to the side. Providing, like, say, Sean, say, for example, I were to walk into, like, open a door and walk into a room. I'm going to go into that room right now.
Let him in here.
Now I'm in the room. What am I going to do now? Wait, I'm going to walk in the room right now. Are you available to do the show every Sunday?
Sure. Sound effects. Not a problem.
For radio? All right, they're going to do a couple of the scenes coming up in just a second. It's A Wonderful Life live in Chicago. It's playing through December 31st. The Greenhouse Theater is 2257 North Lincoln Avenue. AmericanBluesTheater.com for tickets and info, or 773-404-7336.
What is it you want, Barry? What do you want? You want the moon? Just say the word and I'll throw a lasso around it and pull it down. Hey, that's a pretty good idea. I'll give you the moon, Barry.
I'll take it. Then what?
Classic. Totally classic. Jimmy Stewart, Donna Reed, George and Mary Bailey from It's a Wonderful Life. Some of the cast of It's a Wonderful Life live in Chicago are here in studio with us today. Camille Robinson, Brandon Dahlquist, our friend John Moorline is here, Mr. Potter, and also Sean Gowdy, their sound effects, their Foley man, is here with us. And what scene, guys, are we going to, when I say we, I mean you, do first?
I think we're going to do what we just listened to.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Let's, here we go. It's Brandon Dahlquist and Camille Robinson from It's a Wonderful Life live in Chicago.
Buffalo gals, won't you come out tonight? Come out tonight, come out tonight. Buffalo gals, won't you come out tonight and dance by the light of the moon?
Oh, hot dog, oh boy, just like an organ.
Beautiful.
You know something? Well, if it wasn't me talking, I'd say you were the prettiest girl in town.
Well, why don't you say it?
Well, I don't know, maybe I will. Say, how old are you anyway?
18.
18.
Too young or too old?
Oh, no, no, just right. Your age fits you.
As I was lumbering down the street.
Oh, more singing, huh? Oh, okay, well then watch this.
Oh, no, not the old Granville house. I love that place.
Oh, no, no, you see, you make a wish and then you try to break a piece of glass.
No, George, that place is so full of romance. I think I might like to live in it.
In that place? Well, I wouldn't live there even as a ghost. Now you watch this, Your Highness. Second floor right above the parlor. Hot dog!
Oh, what's going on over there?
Well, who's that?
It's just old man Collins. What's your wish for, George?
Oh, well, not just one wish, but a whole hatful, Mary. Now, I know what I'm going to do tomorrow and the next day and the next year and the year after that. Well, I'm shaking the dust of this crummy little town off of my feet, and I'm going to see the world. Italy, Greece, the Parthenon, the Colosseum. And then I'm going to come back here, go to college, see what they know. And then I'm going to build things. I'm going to build airfields. I'm going to build skyscrapers 100 stories high. I'm going to build bridges a mile long, and then I'm going to... Oh, you're going to throw a rock, too? Hey, that's pretty good. What'd you wish for, Mary?
Oh, no, if I tell you, it may not come true.
Oh, hey, Mary. Well, come on, what do you want, huh? Do you want the moon? You just say the word, and I'll throw a lasso around it, and I'll pull it down and give it to you.
I'll take it. And then what?
Well, then you could swallow it, and it all dissolves, see? And the moonbeams would shoot out of your fingers and your toes and your hair would... Am I talking too much?
Yes! Why don't you kiss her instead of talking her to death?
Well, how's that?
I said, why don't you kiss her instead of talking her to death?
Oh, you want me to kiss her, huh?
Youth is wasted on the wrong people.
That's so great. That is so great. So much fun. And then my friend, Mr. Potter.
Oh.
My friend, Mr. Potter, George Bailey, his ship may have just come in, or maybe it hasn't. Guys, take it away.
Oh, come in. Come in, George. Have a seat, young man. Cigar?
Thank you, sir. Oh, well, that's very nice.
You like it? I'll send you a box, huh?
Well, I suppose I'll find it out sooner or later, but just what exactly did you want to see me about?
George, now that's just what I like so much about you. George, I'm an old man, and most people hate me, but I don't like them either, so that makes it all even. You know just as well as I do that I run practically everything in this town but the Bailey Building and Loan. You know also that for a number of years now I have been trying to get control of it, or kill it, but I haven't been able to do it. You have been stopping me. In fact, you have beaten me, George, and that takes some doing. Take during the Depression, for instance. You and I were the only ones who kept our heads. You saved the building and loan, and I saved all of the rest.
Yeah, so most people would say you stole all the rest.
The envious ones say that, George. The suckers. Now, let's look at your side. Young man, 27, 28, married, making, say, 40 a week?
45.
45. Now, that's a little over $2,000 a year. If you were some ordinary yokel, I would say you were doing fine. But George Bailey is intelligent, ambitious. He hates the building and loan almost as much as I do. He's been dying to get out of town ever since he was born. A young man, smartest one of the crowd, mind you, who has to sit by and watch his friends go places because he's trapped. Trapped into frittering his life away, playing nursemaid to a lot of garlic eaters. Do I paint a correct picture, George, or do I exaggerate?
What's your point, Mr. Potter?
My point is you're the only man in town who's licked me. I want to hire you. Manage my affairs, I'll start you out at $20,000 a year.
$20,000? $20,000 a year?
You wouldn't mind living in the nicest house in town, buying your wife a lot of fine clothes, a couple of business trips to New York a year, maybe once in a while, Europe. You wouldn't mind that, would you, George?
Would I? But you're not talking to somebody else around here, are you? You know who I am, don't you? I'm George Bailey.
Yes. George Bailey, whose ship has just come in, providing his brains enough to climb aboard.
That was fantastic. Fantastic. I love it. Now, John, do the part where Mr. Potter announces that he wants to run for president.
You know, he did say that. He said his favorite character was Mr. Potter. I almost fell out of my chair.
That's fantastic. I love it. The production. Do the part where Mr. Potter calls the president of Thailand. Do that part.
Hello, Thai.
It's a Wonderful Life live in Chicago. It's at the Greenhouse Theater Center, 2257 North Lincoln Avenue in Chicago. You can get tickets at AmericanBluesTheater.com or by calling 773-404-7336. Camille Robinson, Brandon Dahlquist, John Moorline, always great to have you with us. Oh, wait, we have to have the traditional Merry Christmas scene. Where George Bailey is running through the streets of Pottersville, is wishing everybody Merry Christmas, and this is my big moment where I get to do my favorite Mr. Potter line of all time. Are you ready?
Ready to go.
Are you ready to perform with me? Brandon Dahlquist, take it away.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, Bedford Falls! Hey, Merry Christmas, you wonderful old building and loan!
Merry Christmas, Mr. Potter.
And Happy New Year to you! In jail!
My favorite part. I live for that. It's the only reason. It's the only reason we do this every year. It's my favorite thing in the world to do.
And it's you guys different are every year.
It is. Actually, mine is exactly the same. I am completely stealing what they do in the movie. Guys, thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Happy holidays to you all.